year 20XXX, humanity has gained a foothold in the cosmos, and we have set out to do what we do best, making a fuck ton of money. Join the crew of the USS Macchiato, the flagship of the Buckstar fleet, setting out to boldly go where no corporation has gone before, on its mission to sell overpriced coffee to every sentient being in every known universe. Here we are with our stalwart crew, Captain Scott Daring, the commanding officer of the USS Macchiato, who had won Employee of the Month last March.
It was no big deal. Just doing my job.
My space job.
Next, we have Dr. Victor Christmas, our highly trained medical officer on board.
Yeah, so we got the leeches over there. Here's my amputation saw. And there's my shrine where I sacrifice goats every Thursday.
Oh, look, here's our domineering second officer. Wait, how do you pronounce this?
My name and my being cannot be comprehended by your pathetic species trapped in the third dimension. For I know all, and I am all.
Well, okay then. And of course, we can't forget the lovely communications officer, Astrid Borgstrom.
Hi, I'm the communications officer. Oh, sorry, I need to take this. Oh, hey, Brad.
Let us join the crew now on the newest mission, giving free samples to an undiscovered species.
So what exactly am I looking at?
You are looking at a planet.
Amazing. Second officer, give us some exposition.
CEO Lord Frapp has dictated that we hand out free samples regardless if the local species can consume it or not as a part of our new brand ambassador program.
Well, we better start making those drinks. Dr. Christmas, start brewing some free samples.
Damn it, Scott, I'm a doctor, not a barista.
Sorry, Astrid?
Nope, don't think so.
Huh. This is a pickle. Second officer?
What me, a formless celestial being whose name cannot be spoken in mere human tongue? Keep your cheap coffee grounds to yourself!
Well, I guess I'll do it again. Gee whiz, second officer, you sure are a jerk. Guess you can take the chair.
I've awaited the passing of many solar systems for this moment.
So is this, like, all you do? Just float around, getting your innumerable amount of tendrils everywhere and stuff?
My being and my aspirations are unknowable by you feeble beings.
Well, finish the free samples. Gotta love this new space technology. My turn in the chair again, by the way.
Space, goddammit!
Okay, Astrid. Doc Chizzy, you're with me?
Why aren't you staying with the ship?
Well, I wouldn't want to miss out on all the fun.
This won't be fun, I guarantee it.
Our brave explorers fly their shuttle to the surface of an unknown planet to converse with the local species.
Oh, cool! This entire planet is inhabited by disembodied brains!
I think I had a long-distance relationship with one of these.
I'd like to take one back as a blood offering. I'm sure the Dark Lord will think they're pretty neat!
Later, Dr. Christmas. First, we have to sell some space coffee.
I think that big one's the leader.
Hello, Earthlings. I am Lord Gloop, leader of this continent.
How do you know we're from Earth?
We know of many stars. Yours is the most loud.
Awesome. Okay, guys, let's get the sales pitch ready. 3, 2, 1. Hello, my name is insert employee name here, and I am a brand ambassador of Buckstar's Coffee Trademark. Buckstar's is an intergalactic corporation led by our beautiful CEO, Lord Frapp. I am here to give your people these free samples of our artisan coffee, in the hopes that you will allow us to open a new chain of state-of-the-art coffee shops on your planet, so that we can continue to sell you coffee until you go extinct. Then we will move on to the most advanced race of beings on this planet until it is consumed by its local star, because that is the Buckstar's way. We will sell you coffee by any means necessary.
Let me try this coffee that you speak of.
Here we have a space mocha frappuccino. It's considered a delicacy on our planet, because it is illegal to drink anything else on Saturdays.
This coffee is invigorating. Please, I must have more.
Sorry, Buckstar's policy. Only one free sample per customer.
But that Gloopian over there has had his coffee and he has not finished it yet. I want to take it from him and make it mine.
Oh, that's what us humans call greed? It's our biggest export next to racism.
I want to make him not alive anymore. and make an example to everyone else who wants coffee that I cannot have.
You mean kill him?
Kill him?
Yeah, kill. It's what you do to make someone not alive anymore.
Yes, kill him. I like that word. Kill. I wish to create a band of my followers and kill him and everyone like him.
Oh, that's war? Our third biggest export.
Yes, this war. For millions of years, my people have not known of this war. But I want it so badly now. Is war the reason why your planet is so loud?
Yeah, the war is that Dr. Dre beats satellites that play commercials all day long.
Well, it is time for my people to become loud.
Oh my space gods! What is the Buckstar's policy for creating a global civil war?
It is to leave the planet and come back and sell coffee to survivors.
Our heroic crew managed to escape the civil conflict on the Gloop homeworld. On board the bridge of the Macchiato, Dr. Christmas has troubling news.
Okay, don't freak out. I'm going to do one of those things where I turn my head to the right and you realize there's something totally whack on the side of my head because you haven't seen that side of my face for some reason.
Oh, okay, sure. Go ahead. We're all accepting here.
As Dr. Christmas turns his head, he reveals one of the gloops has been feasting on his brain, sucking it out of his ear through a thin, almost symbolic phallic tendril.
Oh, sweet space god.
Good thing my brain and my body is owned by the Dark Lord. I'm impervious to brain sucking.
Oh shit, he's scurrying away.
A gloop on the loose? Our heroes are in for it now. Who knows what silly antics are in store for them? Though that needs to take a back seat because it is their mandatory lunch hour, but seriously, when the story picks back up, it's gonna get real freaky.
And we now see our heroes eating on the ship's artisan vintage dining room.
Scott, do you think he's gonna do that thing?
Isn't that what happens next?
No, I can hear you guys. You're like 2 feet away from me.
Oh, come on, Victor. You've seen Alien. It's about time you start giving birth to another one of those brain fiends.
Yeah, Aliens is the most accurate documentary on unwanted space pregnancies.
Look, I may be a portal for the next interdimensional space god, but I'm not pregnant with a brain baby. I would know. I checked.
Oh. Okay. So we're just gonna sweep this revelation under the rug until it's convenient.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, space god is in the vent!
Hello?
Have you checked the baristas?
Oh dear space god.
The crew heads down to the Macchiato's built-in Buckstar to find all of the baristas and customers that they forgot to send back to their native planets dead, missing their precious brains. Like, this is super gory, so we're just gonna play some uncomfortable sounds to put you in the moment. Gross, right? Now just imagine that, but with sight. What do you guys think we should do?
There's only one thing we can do, Captain Daring.
No, please, please, we cannot do that, please.
Don't you get it? If the gloop gets to your brains, it's game over, man. Game over!
We have no other choice. Second officer?
Yes, Captain.
Wait a minute, where have you been this whole time?
To be honest, I wanted that gloop to kill you, so I need to take your places, all of your places, for I am...
That's great, Second Officer, but can you activate Fuckbot 420?
Fine.
Enter Fuckbot 420, the Macchiato's electronic security officer. Due to the Artificial Intelligence Acceptance Act, following the internet flame wars that almost left humanity extinct, every robot is entitled to choose its own personality from the internet. To everyone's dismay, Fuckbot 420 chose a personality from an average YouTube commentator that specialized in Let's Plays and Call of Duty montages. It's about to get pretty dank in this shit. Mother?
Sup, bitches, where is the stupid blip I am supposed to work?
He's in the vents somewhere.
You couldn't kill him yourself, what are you, casual?
Hey, don't cyberbully Scott like that.
Oh shit, is there a girl in this lobby? LOLOLOL.
Space God, I hate Fuckbot.
I'll take care of this. I'll break shot this brain.
The crew cowers in the engine room as Fuckbot 420 shoots up the ship in search of the rogue gloop. After hours of searching, the gloop is captured.
Whoa, you're not gonna kill it, are you?
Straight up, brah, I'm gonna ice this fool. With my trademark 360-720p no-scope.
Damn it, Fuckbot, the name is science, the dark arts. Let the creature live, he'll pay for his crimes. After I experiment.
But that's really homosexual.
Scott, can you get, like, a mayonnaise jar or something to put him in?
The only mayonnaise jar we have is unopened, like, it's completely full. Full of mayonnaise.
Well, it's the only jar big enough. I guess Scott has to eat it all.
Well, why not you or Astrid?
Well, I was symbolically earfucked by it, and Astrid's is Swedish or some shit, so I guess it's against our religion or something.
Yup, that's against my religion to the Swedish gods. Swedish.
Well, what about you, Second Officer? Can't you eat all this mayonnaise?
I ain't eating that shit.
Well, I guess I'll take one for the crew.
I'll be in my quarters for the rest of the day. Continue the adventure without me, pals, while I eat this whole jar of mayonnaise with my hands. Mayonnaise.
That concludes our first adventure with the Macchiato crew. Hope you all got down with the groove. Tune in next week for another wacky, interstellar, mayonnaise-y adventure. Will we discover the secrets behind Second Officer's identity? Will Astra date more fourth-dimensional beings? Will Dr. Christmas show any side effects of ear penetration by a space brain?
Space STDs!
Will Fuckwad 420 improve his kill-death ratio and reach final prestige, yo? Will Scott Daring finish the jar of mayonnaise? Like, seriously, it's a whole lot of mayonnaise, and it's starting to look kinda yellow. Isn't that gross? Find out next time on... Buckstar!